March 4th, 2015, regular town board meeting.
All right, we'll call a regular town board meeting to order for the town of Lac de Flambeau on Wednesday, March 4th at 3 p.m. The members of the board are present. The media has been notified. We need a motion to approve the agenda.
Can I ask a question about the agenda? Norm had presented a memo to us. I think I got a copy of it. I'm sure you guys did. Is he going to have a chance maybe to discuss his concerns with the minutes on the at some point in today's agenda?
The minutes really aren't public input.
Yeah, the minutes are the clerk's record of the meeting. It's not...
I know, but you guys got the memo from him. I mean,
yeah,
he's got some...
and I talked to him after we got it.
Okay. All right, well, I have some concerns with the minutes that I'll bring up at that time, but he also asked to be on it to see if the Bear River update would be on the agenda. Is that...
And I told him that I haven't finished reviewing it, and I haven't heard anything back from Greg Harold yet either, so...
Okay, well...
No, I didn't place it on there.
Does Greg Harold have a deadline?
I don't know. I can check with him.
Okay.
You know, those are all things we discuss, Norm, but I guess...
I'm not disagreeing with the fact that we discussed that.
Okay.
But I guess the concerns I had with the minutes, are those going to be addressed?
We will when we get down to the approval of them.
Okay. And then if there are any questions with that, I'd be happy to put the logic to you that went into that. And then as far as the Bear River item, which you just noted, I would have one comment to make to update you on that as well. And some contact I had with the DNR so that we're all playing with the same information, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
I can send an email to you later.
Yeah, it happened to be later. Yeah. It's not on the agenda.
Yeah, if you could send it later, since it's not on the agenda. Okay, so approval of the agenda?
I'll second her motion, I guess.
Oh, yeah, she made it. I can't hear you.
She can't talk.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of vouchers 47506 to 47575 of the general fund, 5318 to 5322 of the First Merit Tax Account, 1617 to 1620 of the Ambulance Fund, and 5237 to 5238 of the River Valley Tax Refund Account.
Motion.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the February 4th, 2015 regular town board meeting. Okay, Brian, your concerns?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would echo everything that Norm said, and him and Gretchen did, extend an offer, at least on the minutes, talking about the Bear River, when they gave the presentation of the Bear River Watershed Comprehensive Plan. They offered to sit down with our attorney if there was any concerns or questions, or sit down with us at any time. So I think that Norm had asked that be reflected in the minutes. I think that's an important thing to include in the minutes too. So I would add that to the minutes. I guess I would ask that we add that to the minutes.
If the board would like me to put that in there, I will do that.
The other thing,
point out that it isn't Nancy's negligence.
No.
To cause that to not be in there.
No, it was just a simple request that, I mean, Norm took the time to put together a nice memo for us about what his concerns were, and I think he wants that noted that, you know, he did extend that offer because...
And that's fine.
Yeah.
That is fine.
No
problem with it. But great. Normally, minutes are not subject to public input.
Well, okay, but...
Normally.
Yeah, well, he was at the meeting. We were all here. I mean, it was his presentation, so I think it's fair that
What you're missing, Brian, it's the board that... Yeah. Has the input into the minutes.
Well, I'm echoing. I'm
so
a board member.
We understand in the future, you don't have people saying, well, this need, you know, standing up or sending emails or memos saying, you know, this needs to be changed, this needs to be changed, and so that the board is the one that adjusts or approves or disapproves the minutes.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah, I did read up on it, and the minutes are my minutes. Right. If the board, when they're reviewing them and for approval, if they feel that I missed something, omitted something, and they feel it's important, they can ask me to put it in.
So I guess that brings up another question, and maybe we should put this on an agenda in the future. But my question would be then, What if a general member of the public wanted to add or had a question or an addition or a clarification that they wanted to see changed in the minutes? Do we have a policy for that? Or do they just have to talk to the board and the board has to bring it up?
I would think you have to talk to the board.
Okay, right. Well.
Because they are my minutes.
They're the clerk's minutes.
I understand.
You know, it's what she writes down as a record of the meeting.
Okay.
You know, it's not.
They're not word for word.
No, they're not supposed to be word for word. And we all know that there was quite a discussion in
right.
Plum Lake recently of different meetings coming, okay. different minutes coming to meetings.
I guess this brings up another concern that I think I share along with Norm is the fact that without a policy for someone, without policies that dictate things that we were discussing at the last meeting. Essentially, what's going into the minutes is the only thing that's in a written form that anyone can really, accept as a policy of the town board. So I think it's important that we make sure we get those minutes very clear. If not, we should probably establish a policy for these types of things.
The policy of the state is that minutes only legally have to include the motions. That's all.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it's in the state statutes.
Okay, so I mean, there's that's why I think we should guys discuss have this on the agenda to discuss it. I mean, this is probably not the appropriate time, but the second agenda item then that was on the last meeting, we essentially don't have to put anything in there because there was no motions made.
I guess she could have technically just written no action taken.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I mean. It's the clerk's prerogative on how
okay.
she writes the minutes.
All right. Moving on. The other issue I guess I have with the minutes and was also echoed in Norm's memo is that it says in the minutes, alternate sites if needed could be fire hall or the school in discussing the request from the Town Lakes Committee to hold that workshop. That was never stated at the meeting by anyone, so I don't. I mean, we could say it now and then put it in the next minutes, I guess, but it wasn't stated at the meeting. So I'm not really sure where that came from.
I did listen to the tape, and I didn't hear that, and okay. I think it just came up in conversation that there are other places if it wasn't available. And I did listen to the tape, okay. but I did have it written on my notes, but it might have been just a discussion.
Well, maybe we should have that discussion at a... Maybe we should put that on a future agenda to have that discussion if that is what the town's policy is for alternative sites.
For the meetings?
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, because it wasn't said at that meeting when we were discussing that. So.
Sure.
And then, you know, there's also just kind of a statement in the minutes about, you know, this on the agenda item that was the request from the Town Lakes Committee. There's a statement about open meeting laws that was made by the chairman.
Yep.
And that, you know, that since the Town Lakes Committee is a branch of the town elect of Flambeau, that therefore he would like to see any meetings and workshops held at the town hall to abide with the open meetings laws. And, you know, Norm brought this up in his memo, and I guess it's just doesn't make a lot of sense because the open meeting laws don't talk about dictate location. And so I guess I'm not really comfortable with that statement being in there because that's dictating some kind of policy that was not acted upon by the board and doesn't exist on writing anywhere that I'm aware of.
The open meetings law doesn't dictate a location. They do dictate that they be in a location that is open and free to the public.
Right.
The town hall is open and free to the public.
Right. Okay.
So I don't see any problem with that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess I understand kind of your perspective. What I'm saying is that the statement that's in the minutes is saying that to abide by the town, but to abide by open meeting laws that you have to hold a meeting at the town hall, but the open meeting laws don't say that. They say it has to be in a location. It doesn't dictate anything about location. It's just about the type of location.
I guess in the conversation, I was looking more at common sense that the town hall is the town hall. It's a public building. It's open to all meetings. If there's another public location that you wish to hold a meeting, then if it needs to be noticed and the location and time specified.
Right. I guess, well, I understand that. And I just, I'm uncomfortable with the way that we're going about this because of the fact that we don't have a written policy for anyone to read about what are the rules for where we hold meetings. And then, you know, the request for the agenda item originally was about a workshop, and it wasn't, you know, I think it may have been misconstrued for, you know, that there was some that thought that we were talking about a meeting of the Town Lakes Committee.
Well, that's the way it read. It was a meeting of the Town Lakes Committee.
That's where the confusion got between meeting and workshop.
And Norm and I discussed that. I don't know if you've talked to him at all, but he and I discussed that. And if it's a meeting of the Town Lakes Committee,
right.
that you're going to have a quorum of the committee present, it needs to be held at a public location and lawfully posted. I said that if he and somebody else from the Town Lakes Committee was going to go to the Lions Club and give a presentation or that type of thing, that's not a meeting. That doesn't need to be posted. It doesn't need to be at a public location. My concern is just that when the Town Lakes Committee had meetings, that their meetings are held at a public location that's open to all public, in compliance with the open meetings law.
Right, okay. But I think, I guess, just to maybe do Norm a favor, since, and I'm on the Town Lakes Committee too, so somehow him and I are going to have to convey all this, which still doesn't, I don't think it makes a whole lot of sense to either one of us, because there's statements in the minutes that are dictating some kind of a policy, but the town board hasn't acted on those policies. And the other thing too, just to answer what you had just said, is that, and I think it was just misconstrued, that the original request to hold the meeting at the Natural Resources Department, I don't think it was for a full Town Lakes Committee meeting. I think it was just for a workshop. Maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but it was for a workshop that may have a couple of people of the Town Lakes Committee, but not necessarily a full quorum of the Town Lakes Committee, more or less a training session.
That's what I just said.
Okay, but yeah, and I understand.
May I confirm that?
Yeah, that's what we've discussed here, Norm.
I didn't talk about that whole issue and everything he said. I tend to agree with him on a telephone about where the meetings could be held and so on and so forth. And in our discussion, I gave the example, you know, what if, Matt, the Town Lakes Committee is sponsoring a presentation?
And that's just what I said. If you're giving presentations.
That's fine, as long as there's no quorum and so on and so forth.
Correct.
It could be held wherever.
Correct.
So we tended to agree on all those issues. And I think what happened before, we were kind of walking right by each other. And near the end of that conversation, I did indicate, though, that it would be great to have this in writing. And a reason for that is that there's such a turnover on the Town Lakes Committee. We've had a chair every 2 years, and members change every year. There is a turnover on the town board, et cetera. But if there is to be a policy regulating the usage of rooms for meeting purposes, that ought to be in writing. And I indicated that I would take that issue to the Town Lakes Committee, and that if the April meeting would ask that it be on the agenda for discussion, and then if the Town Lakes Committee felt it appropriate, it would approve setting up an action team or ad hoc committee, if you will, for the purpose of drafting a statement that would guide the Town Lakes Committee, the town board, Nancy, et cetera, on this whole room usage business. If the Town Lakes Committee said it doesn't want to mess with that, it's over. If the Town Lakes Committee said, yeah, let's draft some kind of a statement, we would do that. And then if they approve that statement, we get it back to you.
Correct.
And then if you feel it's appropriate, we move ahead. If not,
nope, that's,
we nudge it one way or the other.
That would be.
But
that
the final product would be a touchstone. So we don't go by each other and poor Nancy doesn't get caught in the middle of this stuff. And we all know where we're going to meet, how we can meet, and so on and so forth.
That would be fine. And once you have that, you know, just let Nancy know and then she can get it to me and we'll get it on the agenda.
And that would tend to address that particular issue.
Okay.
Thank you.
So now getting back to our agenda, you are looking at adding.
There's three things that I'd like to see in the minutes. One is that just on the second agenda item about the Town Lakes Committee request, I would ask that it says in there that no town board action was taken on that, because there wasn't any town board action taken on that agenda item. I would also ask that the alternative sites statement about the fire hall and the school be removed, because that wasn't stated at that meeting.
Just that whole sentence, alternative sites if needed could be the fire hall and the school. That sentence stricken?
Yeah, but then there was also a statement at the meeting that wasn't in the minutes that I feel should probably be in the minutes, is that it was that you expressed your opinion about the convention center for the Lake Association meeting or something like that. The convention center being a larger auditorium for larger groups of people, that would be a venue that could be used by a Tom Lakes Committee function.
And that could potentially be a gray area, but I can understand the use of it because of its size and for the convention. I guess if you're having a convention, you might not want to consider having a meeting.
Yeah, I guess, you know, more or less for a workshop. Or
workshop
training
purposes,
session.
But not a meeting posted of the Lakes Committee.
This discussion shows the need for having
business is
going to
be conducted at
the
meeting.
Yeah, as long as like Ginger said, as long as there's no business conducted.
Right.
Okay. If we can amend those minutes like that, I would second the motion to approve the minutes. Or I don't know if there was a motion.
No, there wasn't.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as amended by those three recommendations.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Discussion, action. Oh, treasurer's report. Sorry. Forgot about you down here. You've been quiet.
Okay. Nothing too much happening. We did do the February settlement with the schools, and that was to the tune of $2,670,964.16. So the amount that's left in our tax account now is ours, basically, for the time being, anyway. So which is $489,416.38. So in the regular town accounts, we have a total now of $842,391.28. And the ambulance account has $369,253.41. And we've got three CDs that are maturing this year, one in June, one in August, and one in December. So if there's anything that needs to be taken care of at that time, we can address that. Any big expenditures in the next month, Nancy? Should I be transferring some money? Because there's $74,000 in the regular account.
Not at this time that I know of.
Okay. All righty. So then we'll just leave things as they are. So that's it then. Thank you.
Okay. We need a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
Motion.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Discussion, action, transfer station recycling procedures. Keith.
You're on. With the high price of metals right now, people waste is returning these pounds to enter that container. So I came up with the idea of passing those savings on to the customers. So I guess I'm seeking permission from the board to stop charging customers out there to drop items off in the scrap metal container. Currently, we do not charge for recyclables. Once any item goes in either the scrap metal container or the recyclable container is a property of the waste, they get to keep all the revenue from turning that material in. And so again, they don't charge a town for the recycling container or the scrap metal. And we don't charge for recycling, so I'm thinking we probably should be charging for the scrap metal as well.
I think it would be a good idea. And I guess maybe if you can just keep in touch with them, since the scrap metal prices fluctuate.
Right.
And you know, keep in touch with them, and if they see that metal price is going to start coming down to where they're going to need to start charging us, you know, then we can again. And I guess I would suggest we maybe leave it up to Pete's discretion as for the charging and non-charging based on what metal prices are and what Eagle Waste is going to be doing with us.
Yeah, for some unforeseen reasons, metal prices collapse and Eagle Waste starts charging the town again, then I would come back to the board and ask to reinstitute the charging policy.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, if you see that they, if they tell you they're coming down, they're gonna start charging for us, then we can, you know, you can just automatically go back to the charging.
Oh, okay.
Rather, because, you know, sometimes.
At the same rate.
At the same, yeah, the same rate, I would imagine, because, you know, it may be that tomorrow they tell you, hey, we're gonna start pulling that thing in 2 weeks, and our, you were gonna charge you for it. Well, we may not have a board meeting in that time where he would be able to make the decision.
I would like to see a sign out there so people aren't accusing him of sometimes charging us.
Metal is free today.
You get your pat on the back for that. So what have you been charging anyway? What is the fee?
Kind of a sign out there.
I actually do have a price list per item. This is not an all-inclusive list, but it will give you an idea if the board wants to look at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've got it, or I've seen it.
And I also have the last invoice from Eagle Way Stadium that they are not charging for the metal picture.
Yeah, which is actually very good of them.
That's good, yeah.
Which is part of the contract that we had with them, that they wouldn't, and they're not, so.
Right.
Have them make a sign, some kind of sign telling people that currently we're not charging for metal, but if the market changes, we will have to start charging.
Due to metal, commodity metals prices or scrap metal prices, we are not charging. If market changes, we may. Yeah.
I just don't want people calling Nancy and saying, hey, your guy is charging sometimes and not charging sometimes.
No, it'll be either charging or no charging for anybody.
Yep.
Maybe after we get the minutes approved, we'll frame them and put them out there, right?
Something.
You can make a little sign.
Yeah.
Or get one made. I don't care. Just do it.
Yeah.
Self-protection.
So
I guess we'd be looking for a motion to not charge for metal items coming into the transfer station, and for it to be at Pete's discretion based on the if we're being charged or not, whether he does in the future.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. We need a motion to adjourn at 3:22.
Motion.